It is 6:44 right now. You're listening to Metro Morning on CBC Radio 1. Well, pushing carts, lightly knocking on washroom doors, shining windows. Cleaners are a very essential part of life in the GTA. But a strike vote on Saturday could leave office buildings and shopping malls without cleaning staff. Garbage could pile up, washrooms could go ignored, and common areas left to collect dirt. The local union, SIEU Local 2, failed to reach an agreement with a group of employers who service large buildings all over the GTA. Gloria Patricia has been a cleaner for 19 years. She joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Ina.
Now, most cleaners earn $15.70 an hour, just over minimum wage. What are you asking for from the employers?
Totally, we're asking for more money. To be honest, we are having a very hard time to get a fair contract from that cleaning company that we work for. So our employer are refusing to provide us a fair wage. And how you can understand that inflation is increasing at an alarming rate of the cost of living, and it is impossible for common workers to make an honest living. And I can tell you, like, for example, working during the pandemic has been very, very stressful for us. For example, to take the public transportation to get to work, clean place with a little ventilation, making contact with the high traffic areas, and no pay COVID leave. So has been very stressful for the pandemic.
Well, yeah, I can imagine. I mean, you were worried. Public transportation to get to work, worried that you may catch COVID or that sort of thing, and then the job itself became more difficult. You said that you were cleaning high traffic areas. How much did that weigh on your mind as you were working? How much were you concerned with that? Explain a bit more of the danger that you were in working.
To be honest, the most I can be very ambitious. Like, if you ask me, like, maybe $20 per hour will be the perfect for me. But I understand that we are not going to jump to that money. But we are asking to totally a fair wage. So on that and the negotiation table, this person, maybe his name is Tom. He's in charge to the negotiation details, actually. So I prefer maybe when you ask them, so at this part for how much the negotiation, but I think not less than a dollar.
Let's talk then about how the wage that you earn right now affects your daily life. You mentioned how much of a struggle it can be. What does that look like at home for you? What are the biggest challenges?
So many cleaners have different problems. Pay rent is very expensive. In my case, I am buying a house, and I have to pay the insurance, I have to pay the mortgage, and every interest is high. So this is a big issue. The other issue that normal cleaner or normal family have is we have to go to the supermarket, and when you see how expensive is buy basic food for our family, you can feel so bad when you have to buy something and maybe I can't because this is not the money that I ever for, so this is hard for us.
What have you had to give up? Because as you mentioned, there's some things that you wouldn't be able to buy, but what have you had to give up?
Increasing the salary to having more money for us. Yeah, if you can see that in the early in this pandemic, cleaner went to invisible to begin called essential. But the point is that during the pandemic, we become essential workers, but we no training, but our workload increased because a deeper cleaning was required. So we need more money. We need more money for basic, honest living.
You mentioned being considered and being called essential workers. So the words changed, the way people spoke about you changed, but did that make a difference in how you were treated at all?
I'm sorry?
I was asking, you know, you mentioned they're being thought of as essential workers once the pandemic started, but did that change the way that you were treated at all?
Yes, because the companies began to reduce hours from us with the excuse that there were fewer tenants or justified that was a less clean to do. And again, this fired us being the frontline workers.
So your hours were cut down because you were told there was less cleaning to do?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, totally. And I know a few co-workers who are sent for a layoff, and they didn't come back yet.
And what about sick days? Was that a concern as well?
Okay, so right now, in my case, because I told you again, so it's a different deal. And then we are new. My company is, we are enjoying only for a year. I'm going to enjoy for a year. Right now we have 4 days. Before that, we didn't have nothing, 0 days. See, if you are sick, you are not having pay. So, but now we have only 4 days. Or 6 days. We are asking for a little more, depending on the years or the year that you have with the company or you have on the building working.
So you have now 4 sick days available to you, making $15.70 an hour. I'm just thinking about the work that you do. The office building you work at has 20 floors. How many people to clean those 20 floors?
Before was at night time, was 3 ladies, 2 gentlemen. But right now is only 1 guy and 1 lady.
So now 5 to 2.
Yes. And we understand that a few renovation stuff, a few tenants that are coming slowly, but it's going up and up, but nobody calls people again. So,
are you willing to go on strike? I'm just thinking about how that will affect you financially as well. Are you in a position to strike?
To be honest, nobody wanna go to strike because everybody needs to work, everybody needs peace. But we are holding the strike to vote for Saturday. We are holding that.
Hey, you know, you've been working in this building for a long time. Do you enjoy your job?
Yes, totally. I am very happy with that. And that special building, I have almost 16 years working in this place. And I like to work. Tenants are very nice. Property managers are very nice. And I'm happy, but the situation with the cleaning company is they don't raise it don't increase our rate. So we are in trouble. It's because of inflation. We are not asking for a favor. We are asking totally for the fair wage to can fight with inflation.